Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke 22, 50 and 51.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 22, 50 and 51. And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Peter is one of my favorite Bible characters, probably because I can relate to his weaknesses, especially his tendency to be impulsive in matters involving God's kingdom. Several examples come to mind. For instance, in John 14:29, he jumped from his boat into the sea in the middle of a storm when he saw Jesus walking on the water. In Luke 9:33, he proposed building three temples when he saw Elijah and Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. And in today's Bible verse, he rushed to Jesus' defense by grabbing a sword from a Roman soldier and then using it to lop off an innocent man's ear. John 18:10 identifies him as the culprit. Peter's impulsivity demonstrated passion and enthusiasm for the things of God, but sometimes it created a hot mess. Today's verse comes from the story about the night Jesus was betrayed and arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had just finished praying for God to deliver him from death when a mob approached. Judas, one of the 12 disciples, led that mob. He walked up to Jesus and greeted him with a kiss that identified the man to be arrested. When the other disciples present saw what was happening, they immediately asked Jesus what they could do to help him. But Peter did more than just ask. He grabbed a sword from a Roman soldier's sheath and jumped into action. He lunged at Malchus, the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. Use your sanctified imagination for a moment and place yourself as an observer on the sidelines. Hear the mob's angry voices. Feel the tension in the air. See what happened in a split second. Peter didn't plan this move. He gave no forethought as to the consequences. He did what he did, and now he was in way over his head. The man whom Peter attacked was well known in Jerusalem because of his position as the high priest's servant. Injuring him warranted a jail sentence. But that was the least of Peter's concerns. Stealing a soldier's sword was a military offense that warranted sending him away to prison for a long, long time. And let's not forget that his actions dishonored the Roman soldier. That was a crime punishable by death. Peter's actions could have ruined his life that night. The story could have ended with the soldiers hauling him away, never to be seen again. But it didn't, because Peter's story took an unexpected and welcome turn. Luke 22:51 begins with two words that saved the day and Peter's life. Those two words were, "But Jesus." Consider this. Jesus had just sweat blood as he prayed through the most intense spiritual battle he'd experienced to that point. Then an angry mob of Roman soldiers and religious leaders showed up to arrest him. And then Judas, one of his own beloved disciples, a man into whom he'd poured his life, betrayed him to those who wanted him dead. As observers watching from the sidelines, we'd see that Jesus had a lot going on. But in the middle of the chaos, Jesus stopped everything for a moment and healed the servant's ear. Peter created a mess, but Jesus cleaned it up. How many times do we create a mess for ourselves? We make an honest mistake and then try to cover it up to preserve our reputation, but one thing leads to another, and now we're living a lie and scared to come clean. Perhaps we say something without much thought while in conversation with a friend, and without meaning to, we create tension in that relationship. Maybe we see a need in someone's life and run to help without pausing to pray about whether or not God wants our involvement, and we end up in the way of what he's doing. Perhaps we rush to defend God's reputation and we mean well, but our best efforts fail. Our words or actions cause others to turn from him rather than to him, and now we don't know how to rectify it. Like Peter, we all have character weak spots and can create messes for ourselves, but for Jesus, we'd be in a bad way. He is wise and sovereign and compassionate, and he comes to our rescue. We are never beyond his reach. Psalm 71:2 says, "In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me." Let's make this our prayer when we find ourselves way over our heads in circumstances we've created. Jesus rescued Peter from the mess he'd made, and he'll do the same for us. We only need to ask. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your patience with us. As human beings, we are so capable of doing rash things that create problems for ourselves. We rely on your grace to save us from the consequences of our actions, especially when we mean well. We need your mercy and compassion. Thank you for hearing our cries and coming to our rescue. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracebox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.